Bavakam Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. More about thieves and Edim and what happens. Ganav al pishnayim. So according to two witnesses, somebody stole an animal. V'tavach amachar al pi eid echad. And according to one aid, he shechted or sold the lamb or the ox that he had stolen, all piatzmo, or he himself admits that he shechted or sold the animal he had stolen. Mishalim tashlumi kefil, he has to pay kefil, because Edim have condemned him of stealing. Ve'ena mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. But he doesn't pay the four or five times, because unless you have two Edim against you to make you chayev the extra knas, you don't have to pay. And the same thing is definitely true if he admits it himself, because might be knas putter. So if he admits that he stole, that he sold or shechted, then he's going to be putter from that. If on the other hand, he had admitted from the beginning that he stole in the first place, then perhaps the situation would be he wouldn't even pay kefil. Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos. Let's say somebody stole or and shechted an animal on Shabbos. Ganav v'tavach l'avodah zarah. This is in comparison to earlier Mishnayos we learned. Or he stole it and then shechted it for avodah zarah. So he's doing the bigger avera now of avodah zarah or chilul Shabbos. Ganav mishel aviv u'meis aviv. He stole from his father and his father died. V'achar kach tavach u'machar. And then he shechted or sold it afterwards. He had already gotten his inheritance, and now he was shechting or selling the animal. In this case, it's different from the others. The other cases, he's doing a much bigger avera. This case, he has a share in the animal, so it's not a complete wrong. Part of the animal belongs to him. So as a result, a part of the animal belonging to him, he's kind of shechting what's partly his own animal, b'shutfis. Or ganav v'hektesh, he stole the animal and then made it hektesh, v'achar kach tavach u'machar, and then he shechted it or sold it after it already belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Mishalim tashlumi kefil. In all these cases, he has to pay kefil for being a thief. Ve'ena mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. But he doesn't pay the four and five-fold payment. Because either it's kimle b'derabo minei, he's going to get the death penalty for doing a avodah zarah, shechting on Shabbos, or he's not chayev the four and five times payment because the animal is not called his animal. By by shechting something that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, that's different from the original owner when he shechted the original owner's animal. By changing it into hektesh, it's no longer the original owner's animal, and so he shechted hektesh's animal, so he doesn't have to pay the four and five times. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kachim shechayev achri yusam, if it's certain types of kachim where you're chayev on their responsibility. This is a situation where somebody says, harei olai karbon. I take on myself that I'm going to bring a karbon, so that means I'm going to designate an animal, I'm going to bring it as a karbon, and if I set aside a specific animal and something goes wrong, I have to replace it with another animal. I have achrayis to replace it. Mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. In such a case, he is chayev to pay the four and five times payment. The previous owner who had made it hektesh is responsible if it dies or lost. So it's considered beves reyehu. It's considered to be in his property. And so as a result, he's chayev the four and five times payment, according to Rabbi Shimon. She'ein chayev b'achri yusan, but if it's an animal where he said harezu karban, only this animal is a karban. So if something happens to it, he's not chayev his karban anymore. He has no achrayas because he doesn't have to replace it with another animal. Then putter. Then he's putter from the four and five times because this is not what the Torah described as stealing it from somebody's house where you'd be chayev the four and five times payment. So Rabbi Shimon differentiates between what kinds of hektesh it is, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon anyway. Mishnah hey macharo. A thief sold a stolen animal, chutz me echad b'meah shebo, but kept 1%, 1/100th of the animal for himself. And it's a part of the animal that he could eat if he shechted it properly. If he saved a part of the animal that's treif, that would be different. If he saved the gid hanasha, that would be off limits. But if he saved the part that he could eat, or he had joint ownership in the animal before he stole it. So he stole an animal that was only partly his, but also partly other people's. Like, for example, the case of stealing an animal from his father, and then his father dies, and it becomes partly his Yerusha. Ha-shochet v'nisnablo biyado, or he shechted it, and it became a nevela. He blew the shechita, he ruined it, and he didn't succeed. Or hanocher, he pierced its nostrils intentionally. He tears, according to Rashi, from the nostrils to the heart. He chokes it, some people say. He pierced the neck. v'hama'aker, or he ripped out the throat organs instead of cutting through the windpipe and the trachea of the esophagus like he's supposed to by shechita. He intentionally ruins the shechita and he rips out other parts. Mishalim tashlumi kefel. In all these cases, he pays kefel. Ve'ena mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. He doesn't have to pay the 4 and 5 times. As we have seen, it's partly his, then he didn't steal the whole animal, he keeps a little piece of it, he ruins the shechita, that's not called the shechita, so he doesn't have to pay the 4 and 5 times. What if he steals the animal in the Rosh Hashanah Bailam, but then picks it up and performs a kinyan on it, taking it out of the owner's premises? By performing a kinyan on it, it's not the owner's animal anymore. It's his animal now. So by bringing it chutz l'reshusam, he took the animal and made a kinyan. He dragged it, he picked it up, he made it his own. V'tavach u'machar b'reshusam. And then he brought it back into the owner's original property, shechted it, sold it within that property. He wasn't going to return it to the owner, he was just going to keep sinning. Or he found the animal on the road outside and dragged it back into their rishus, so he doesn't want to return it, but that's where he did the shechita. He saw a slaughtering knife and decided to do it. So again, he schlepped the animal and made a kinyan on the animal. Or he stole it and shechted it or sold it outside the rishus and made a kinyan. Mishalim tashlim arba v'chamisha. Once he makes a kinyan, he's chayev for the 4 and 5 fold payment. The Tesis Yontif says there was no special reason for listing all these cases. They're all similar cases, and in Perichet, the test, we're going to have another similar case. So in all these cases, he's actually chayv the 4 and 5 times. Aval ganav tavach u'machar b'rishusam. But here's the main point that he was trying to make with the contrast. If he stole it and shechted it or sold it in the guy's rishus without ever making a kinyan, then putter. By not picking up the animal, left it in the owner's rishus, he didn't make a kinyan, so he's not chayiv kefel. Kefel, the chiyuv of kefel, is when a thief makes the animal his own. By not making the animal his own, by shechting it in the other guy's rishus, he doesn't pay kefel. If he doesn't make kefel, he can't pay arba v'chamisha, as we have seen before, and if the animal was still alive, he would have to return it and give it back. So lemaisa, these penalties are not going to be chayiv because he never made a kinyan on the animal to make himself a quote ganav, unquote.